From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com. Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at AARP.org.
As a high school teacher, my students' umbilical cord attachment to their iPods makes me sad, but not for the reasons you may think. I do value advancements in multimedia, but iPods have a price. We are losing the shared soundtrack of our lives. At least in Silicon Valley, where teenagers have bionically fused with their cell phones, iPods, and computers, they live in a world noisy to them, but only a whisper to watching adults. Now that teenagers' music travels straight to their ears only, parents no longer get to yell at them for turning up the acid rock too loud. They don't get to be horrified by rap music lyrics. On the way to school, iPod-listening teenagers sit pleasantly in back seats and don't get to argue with their parents about who controls the radio station. They don't make fun of their parents' musical taste. On campus, teachers no longer get to shout, "Turn it down," to students gathered around boomboxes. In class, students no longer beg, "Please, just this once," for the teacher to turn on the radio. Now, students pass an earbud to a friend, creating a musical world of two. Or they share their playlist with their small group, so that every click has its own soundtrack. No longer do we have theme songs for a whole generation. I appreciate that downloaded music has opened opportunities for talented artists in a range of genres, but here is what I will lose. Now, when I hear a song that was popular 8 or 10 years ago, a wash of images floods over me. The faces of students I thought I'd forgotten, a few lines of banter, a crooked smile, the smell of early spring, the way the sun angled in the window. In the future, I will have no music to hold these students' faces. I can no longer rap and keep them in their songs. With a perspective, this is Tarn Wilson.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.